Today, again today, we remember that keeping Christmas well is not about signs of our own prosperity, but signs of our own transformation. Getting our true selves back so we might give ourselves fully in joy. Scrooge's journey is not complete until he reconciles with his family. Scrooge knocks at the door and asks to be welcomed in with joy. And he was. If Scrooge can be redeemed, then so can we. The transformed Ebenezer offers this favorite Christmas story. There once was a little boy by the name of David. It was during World War II, a little after Ebenezer. And David's father was a soldier fighting in Germany. It was September, and the father wrote to his little son David. He asked, "What would you like more than anything in the whole wide world?" David wrote back, "Daddy, I would love to have a puppy. I would love to have a puppy more than anything else in the world." Well, on the evening of December 24th, there was a knock on the door. David answered, and there was Santa Claus, who questioned, "Is your name David?" "Yes, my name is David." "What would you like more than anything in the whole wide world?" "I would like a puppy." Santa reached down into his big bag, opened it up, and there was a little Pekingese puppy. David was so happy. Months passed, and the war was still on, and soon it was September. The father again wrote to his son and asked, "What would you like for Christmas this year?" The son wrote back, "Daddy, I wish you would come home, but Mom says you can't. So I would like an aquarium with angelfish." Soon it was Christmas Eve, and there was a knock at the door, and sure enough, it was Santa Claus who asked, "Is your name David?" "Yes." "And what would you like more than anything else in the world?" Santa soon brought out an aquarium and a bag full of angelfish, and David was happy. Life passed, months passed, and David's father was still in Germany. He wrote to his son in September, "Son, I am in the war and can't come just now, but what would you like more than anything else in the world?" David wrote back, "I want you, Daddy. I want you to come home and be with me. That's what I want." The father replied in another letter, "I can't come home, but what thing do you want for Christmas more than anything in the whole wide world?" David wrote back reluctantly with an inner sadness, "Cowboy boots." Time passed. It was soon Christmas Eve, and there was that traditional knock on the door, and Santa knelt down to the little boy and asked, "And what can I give you for Christmas this year?" David finally broke down and cried on Santa's shoulder, "I want my dad. That's what I want. I want my dad to come and be with me." Santa said, "Is there anything else, like cowboy boots?" "Okay." As David was tugging at his cowboy boots, trying to pull them onto his feet, he glanced up and Santa was taking off his white beard and his red hat and his white hair, and it was his dad. David ran over, threw his arms around his dad, hugged him, squeezed him, saying over and over again, "You're home, it's you, you're home." His dad said, "It was a very long trip, but I had to come be with you. this Christmas Eve. You see, more valuable than puppies, more valuable than aquariums, more valuable than cowboy boots, more valuable than gold, diamonds, and rubies, more valuable than all of this is the gift of oneself in love. What is gold compared to that? Compared to the gift of giving oneself in love? That's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about that night when God came down the stairway of the stars to give himself to you in the baby Jesus. Tonight, God comes down the stairway of stars and knocks at the door of your heart and your house to give himself to you and me once again, to give us his spirit, his self, his love, his peace. What is gold compared to that? Let us pray. O God, who comes to us in Jesus the Christ of Bethlehem in Palestine, in our busy preparations and our joyous celebrations, may we not crowd you out of our minds as he was crowded out of the inn on that first Christmas. Forbid that we should spend all our days in the singular quest for gold, for comfort and pleasure, and fail to find the deeper, richer joys that do not pass away with the close of the day. Open us to his manger bed. Rebirth and rekindle our sense of wonder and worship, and grant that as we find you in the likeness of a little child, we may experience a new reverence for childhood and a more sincere longing for those qualities of the heart which childhood incarnates. Forgive our cynicism and pride. Banish our doubts. And restore our faith in the things we cannot see or hear, the star that shines in human souls, and the song of peace that lingers over a world so troubled with war. Like the shepherds, may we return to our humble lives, knowing that heaven is not some distant place, but is ever near because of the coming of the Christ child. And that in him, you have revealed yourself here among even people like us. God bless us, everyone, on this Christmas Eve day. We lift our hearts in praise and would seek to serve you as a follower of your beloved Son, assured that in following him is perfect peace, hope, love, and joy. In his name we pray. Amen.